Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We praise Allah, the one to whom praise is due, the Lord of all that exists. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. And we ask Him to elevate the status of our Messenger Muhammad and to grant him peace. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. And I testify that none deserves worship other than Allah, alone without partners. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. And I further testify openly that Muhammad was his servant and final messenger. Amma ba'd. As for what follows, then welcome back to Mirath Radio and to our sessions in the tafsir, the explanation of one of the beautiful surahs of the Quran, Surah At-Tur. From the explanation of one of the finest of our scholars today, of recent years, the great scholar Al-Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, may Allah have an abundant amount of mercy upon him. By Allah's grace and permission, we have studied the first 19 verses from the opening of Surah At-Tur in the first two sessions. And today, insha'Allah ta'ala, in this third session of ours, we will begin with verse number 20 and take a few verses from there. And we will be completing, insha'Allah ta'ala, our study of this surah in five sessions. We ask Allah ta'ala for ease and for blessings. Allah ta'ala says, مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَى سُرُرْ. Sitting back and relaxing, a description of the people of paradise. Sitting back, relaxing, leaning back upon surur, upon couches, or upon armchairs. مُتَّكِئِينَ حَال. Our Shaykh says the phrase مُتَّكِئِين means, this is the description of the believers in paradise. This is their condition. حَال كَوْنِهِمْ مُتَّكِئِين. This is how they will be as they relax. عَلَى سُرُرْ. Upon couches. وَالْمُتَّكِئْ تَدُلُّ هَيْئَتُهُ عَلَى أَنَّهُ فِي سُرُورٍ وَانْشِرَاحٍ وَطُمَأْنِينَ. And the one who sits back and he leans and he reclines, his very stance, his position, his posture indicates happiness, peace and tranquility. لِأَنَّ الْاتِّكَاءَ يَدُلُّ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. Relaxation or reclining, that's what it shows. وَالسُّرُرْ جَمْعُ سَرِيرْ. And the word surur in the verse is the plural of sarir, which means in probably your and our understanding of Arabic, a bed. However, وَهِيَ الْكَرَاسِي الْفَخْمَ الْمُهَيَّأَ أَحْسَنْ تَهِيئَ لِلْجَارِسْ عَلَيْهَا. It is a big, fancy chair that has been prepared in the best way for someone to sit upon it. Masfufa, ay masfufu ba'duha ila ba'd. Masfufun ba'duha ila ba'd. Masfufa means put in rows, lined up, one connected to the next. Yusufu hal khadamu wal wildan. The servants and the boys of paradise shall be the ones who put them in this placement. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. And we marry them to the maidens, the virgin maidens of paradise. The 20th verse. أَيْ قَرَنَّاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. We have paired them up with حُور عِينٍ, maidens of paradise. وَالْحُورُ جَمْعُ حَوْرَاء. The حُور, the word حُور means maidens. It's the plural of حوراء. وَالْعِينُ جَمْعُ عَيْنَاء. And عين is also a plural word, which is the plural of عينا. And let's talk about those two words, حوراء and عينا, what they mean. والأصل الحوراء هو البياض. That the حوراء is white, gleaming and clean or and glistening, shiny white. والبياض. أما العينا, as for عينا, فهي التي كانت جميلة العين في سوادها وبياضها. This is a description of a woman who has a beautiful eye, beautiful eyes, with the blackness of the eye being very clear and distinct from the whiteness of the eye. فَهُنَّ حِسَانُ الْوُجُوهِ. So they are very beautiful with their faces. حِسَانُ الْأَعْيُنِ. and very beautiful eyes. ثم قال عز وجل. And then Allah the Mighty and Majestic said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. And those who believe, and those who have believed, and their children have followed them in iman, in their belief, then we will cause the children, or we will cause them to meet up with their children, meaning in paradise. Ay, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّةٌ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Those who have believed, and their children followed suit in belief, وَالذُرِّيَّةُ الَّتِي يَكُونُ إِيمَانُهَا تَبَعًا هِيَ ذُرِّيَّةُ الصِّغَارِ. The ذُرِّيَّة, they are the ones that have the faith that are in following or in suit, and they are young as well. الذُرِّيَّةُ الصِّغَارِ, they are young children. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُّ. So Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, says, أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. We have caused them to come together with their offspring. أَيْ جَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ تَلْحَقُهُمْ فِي دَرَجَاتِهِمْ. We have made their children reach their levels in paradise. وَأَمَّا الْكِبَارُ الَّذِينَ تَزَوَّجُوا فَهُمْ مُسْتَقِلُّونَ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي دَرَجَاتِهِمْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. As for their children or their offspring that have grown up, then their offspring are independent, or independently enjoying their own levels in the paradise. لَا يُلْحَقُونَ بِآبَائِهِمْ. And they're not made to come together with their parents. لِأَنَّ لَهُمْ ذُرِّيَّةً فَهُمْ فِي مَقَرِّهِمْ. As they have their own children, and so they will be in their place. أَمَّا ذُرِّيَّةُ الصِّغَارِ التَّابِعُونَ لِآبَائِهِمْ فَإِنُّهُمْ يُرَقَّوْنَ إِلَىٰ آبَائِهِمْ. As for the young offspring, the children, then they will be the ones who remain under the care and supervision of their parents. Then they are the ones who will be made to elevate in the levels of the paradise, to reach up to the levels of their parents. وَهَذِهِ التَّرْقِيَةِ لَا تَسْتَلْزِمُ النَّقْصَ مِنْ ثَوَابٍ وَدَرَجَاتِ الْآبَاءِ. And this raising of the status of the children does not decrease in the reward or the high level of the parents. وَلِهَذَا, and thus, قَالَ, Allah says, وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And we have not caused their deeds to be lost or to be decreased in any way whatsoever. أي نَقَصْنَاهُمْ. We have not decreased the value of their deeds. يعني أَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ تُلْحَقُ بِهِمْ. That their offspring will be made to reach their levels. وَلَا يُقَالْ. And then it will not be said, أَخْسِمْ مِنْ دَرَجَاتِ الْآبَاءِ بِقَدْرِ مَا رُفِعَتْ مِنْ دَرَجَاتِ الذُرِّيَّةِ. It will not be said, take away from the levels or the reward or the status of the parents in accordance to that which was given to the children to be raised up and reach the level of the parents. كُلُّ مْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينٌ. Every person is in debt to what he has done with his hands, meaning his actions. He is in debt to his own actions. He is perhaps enslaved, or he is only to be freed by his own actions. That's the 21st verse. هذه قاعدة عامة في جميع العاملين. This is a general principle as it relates to people who do any action. أن كل واحد فإنه رهين بعمله. Every single person will be freed, or every single person will be enslaved by his actions. لا ينقص منه شيء. No deficiency will be taken away from the good reward of his deeds. أَمَّا زِيَادَةٌ. As for an increase, فَهِيَ فَضْلٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى عَلَى مَا شَاءَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ عَلَى مَنْ شَاءَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. As for an increase, or having more than what a person deserves, then that is from the many bounties that Allah, the Blessed and Most High, would give to whomever He chooses of His servants. وَأَمْدَدَنَاهُمْ بِفَاكِهَةٍ وَلَحْمٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. The 22nd verse. And we increased them with fruits, giving them fruits and giving them meat of that which they crave and desire. أَمَدَّهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. أمدهم الله تعالى, Allah has increased them and given them more. أي أعطاهم عطاء مستمرا إلى الأبد. Allah has increased them and given them more in a continual way without having an end to it. وإلى الأبد, forever, بفاكهة, with fruit. وهي ما يتفكه به من المأكولات. It is that which a person really enjoys when he eats. A person becomes happy and joyful when he eats those things. That's where the word فاكهة comes from. ولحم من ما يشتهون, and a meat or not meats from what they desire. أي مما يشتهونه ويستلذونه, that which they desire, that which they consider to be delicious and crave. وقد بين الله تبارك وتعالى نوع هذا اللحم بأنه لحم طائر. And Allah has clarified, Allah the Mighty and Most High, or the Blessed and Most High, has clarified the type of meat that is, that it is the meat of a bird. وَهُوَ أَشْهَى مَا يَكُونُ مِنَ اللَّحْمِ وَأَبْرَأُهُ وَأَمْرَأُهُ. It is the best and most delicious kind of meat, and the most pleasing and the most desired. يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا, and they shall take from each other a cup. They shall reach mutually out and pass along a cup. أي أن أهل الجنة ينازع بعضهم بعضا على سبيل المداعبة. That the people of paradise will reach out and grab for the same cup, like grabbing from each other, in a way of joking or playing with each other. وعلى سبيل الأنس والانشراح, in a way of friendliness and being at ease and being peaceful. كأسا لا لغو فيها ولا تأثيم, a cup that has in it a drink, of course, that has no falsehood in it and no harm or no sin and no harmful nature to it. والمراد, the intended meaning here, بها كأس الخمر, the intention is, it is a cup of alcohol or a cup of wine. ومعنى لا لغو فيها ولا تأثيم, أي the meaning of لا لغو فيها ولا تأثيم, no falsehood in it, or vanity, or something devoid of benefit, and no تأثيم and no harm. أنه لا يحصل بها ما يحصل من خمر الدنيا, meaning it doesn't have the effects, the negative effects that come along with the wine of this worldly life. فَإِنَّ خَمْرَ الدُّنْيَا, because the wine of this world, يَحْصُلُ بِهَا السَّكَرْ وَالْهَذَيَانِ, it causes drunkenness. The wine of this life causes drunkenness, and it causes headaches, it causes difficulty. وَلَكِنَّ خَمْرَ الْآخِرَةِ لَيْسَ فِيهَا لَغْوٌ وَلَا تَأْثِيمٌ. The خَمْر, the wine of the hereafter, doesn't have any lagu, and it doesn't have any theme. The lagu, أي لا يلغو بعضهم على بعض. Some of them will not talk in a false way with falsehood to each other. ولا يتكلمون بالهذيان, and they will not speak about any bad effects of the drink. ولا يعتدي بعضهم على بعض, and they will not, or they will not behave or speak aggressively to each other. وَلَا يَعْتَدِي, and they will not behave transgressively and oppressively, some of them against others. وَيَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ, أي يَتَرَدَّدُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ وَهُمْ عَلَىٰ سُرُرِهِمْ مُتَّكِئِينَ, and there will be some beings there that will pass around amongst them and walk amongst them, going amongst the people of paradise while they are relaxing upon their couches, laid back and enjoying their time. غِلْمَانٌ لَهُمْ, they will have servants or boys. غِلْمَان مُهَيَّؤُونَ لَهُمْ فِي الْخِدْمَةِ التَّامَةِ الْمُرِيحَةِ, young boys who will serve them in total dutiful servicelessness that will give them delight and relaxation. كَأَنَّهُمْ, أي الغلمان, as if these boys, الغلمان لؤلؤ مكنون, as if they are scattered pearls. Ay mahfudun an ar-riyah, or pearls that are covered, not scattered, but pearls that are covered and protected. Ay mahfudun an ar-riyah wa an al-ghubar, that pearls that have been protected from the erosion of winds and the harmful effects of dust and dirt. Wa an ghayri dhalika mimma yufsiduhu, and from other things that would cause the pearl to become blemished. وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ, and some of them shall turn to others asking questions, and they will question each other. Verse number 25, أَيْسَارَ بَعْضُهُمْ يُسَائِلُ بَعْضًا, some of them will mutually ask questions to others. لَكِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ الْأَدَبِ, this will be in a way of manners, in the best way. يَتَكَلَّمُ مَعَهُ وَهُوَ مُقَابِلٌ لَهُ لِوَجْهِهِ, he will speak to him, facing him fully. فَلَا يُصَاعِرُ خَدَّهُ لَهُ وَلَا يَسْتَدْبِرُهُ, he will face him without, you know, grimacing and without turning his back on him. بَلْ يَتَكَلَّمُ مَعَهُ بِأَدَبٍ وَمُقَابَلَةٍ تَامَّةٍ, rather he will speak to him with manners and with, and by facing him in a very complete and respectful way. قَالُوا, and they will say, أَيْ قَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ, meaning they will say, some of them will say things to others. إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبَلُوا, and we were verily before, أَيْ فِي الدُّنْيَا, meaning in the worldly life, فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ, we were living amongst our family in fear. أَيْ خَائِفِينَ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ, they were in fear of the punishment of Allah. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا, and it is that Allah then gave us a bounty. He favored us. He placed His blessing upon us. أَيْ أَنْعَمَ عَلَيْنَا بِنِعْمَةٍ عَظِيمَةٍ, that Allah Ta'ala poured His great blessing upon us. وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ, and He has saved us from the punishment of the fire, the evil, poisonous punishment of the fire. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who say this in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who say this. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who say these statements to each other in the Jannat. Bi rahmatihi wa fadlihi. Ay adhab an-nar, they were afraid, or they were saved from the fire of the punishment of as-samum, that is the punishment of the fire. Inna kunna min qabl, verily we were back then, أي قبل أن نصل إلى هذا المقر, before we reached this abode of ours. وذلك في الدنيا, and that was back in our worldly life. ندعوه, we used to call upon him. أي نعبده ونسأله, having two meanings, we used to worship him and we used to make requests to him. لأن الدعاء يطرق على معنيين, because the phrase دعاء can be used for two meanings, basically. عَلَى الْعِبَادَةِ وَعَلَى السُّؤَالِ, it's used for worship in a general way and for making a request in a more specific way. فَمِنْ إِطْلَاقِهِ عَلَى الْعِبَادَةِ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, as for its usage as a reference to an act of worship in a general way, then that would be like what is in the statement of Allah, the Blessed and Most High. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ, and your Lord has said, call upon me and I shall answer you. Verily those who are too arrogant, those who arrogantly reject the concept of worshipping me, they shall enter Jahannam, the hellfire, in a disgraced way. So Allah has said, and these are my words adding to the clarification here, Allah has said, call upon me, ud'uni astajib lakum, and I will respond to you. Those who are too arrogant to worship me, meaning by asking and by generality of worship. So the dua here includes asking and other acts of worship. Those who are too arrogant to worship me shall enter the paradise disgraced. وَأَمَّا الدُّعَاء, our Shaykh says, as for the dua, بِمَعْنَى السُّؤَالِ, that has the meaning of specifically just a request, فَفِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, then the example of that would be found in his statement, He's the Most High, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And if my servants ask you about me, then tell them, O Muhammad, that I am close. I answer, I respond to the supplication of every person who prays or supplicates whenever he calls upon me. So let them respond to me and let them believe in me so that they could be rightly guided. فَقَوْلُهُمْ إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبَلُ نَدْعُوهُ. So here in back in Surah At-Tur, their statement, verily we used to call upon him. We were always calling upon him, or we were always making dua to him. يَشْمَلْ دُعَاءَ الْعِبَادَةِ كَالصَّلَاةِ وَالصَّدَقَةِ وَالصِّيَامِ وَالْحَجِّ وَبِرِّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَصِلَةِ الْأَرْحَامِ كُلُّ هَذَا دُعَاء. This includes the generality of worship, like prayer, charity, fasting, hajj, kindness and dutifulness to parents, keeping family ties. All of this is considered to be dua, because dua in this meaning is synonymous to the generality of worship. وَإِن كَانَ هُوَ عِبَادَةً وَإِن كَانَ هُوَ عِبَادَةً فَلَوْ سَأَلْتَ الدَّاعِ لِمَاذَ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ. And if it is ibadah, then you could ask the person who's calling upon Allah, why do you worship Allah? Meaning, you could, if someone is making dua to Allah, you can say, why are you worshipping Allah? وَلَوْ سَأَلْتَ الْعَابِدِ لِمَا تَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ لَقَالَ أَرْجُوا رَحْمَتَهُ وَأَخَافُ عَذَابَهُ. And if a person was praying, you could also say, why do you worship Allah? And he would say in both cases, I hope for his mercy and I fear his punishment. فَتَكُونُ هَذِهِ الْعِبَادَةِ بِمَعْنَى الدُّعَاءِ. So then, the very idea here is, when a person worships Allah, and I hope I'm capturing the Shaykh's intended meaning by adding this here, when a person worships Allah with fasting, and he's not actually asking for something, he is, through the generality of what he's worshipping, he is asking for mercy, and he is hoping for safety from punishment. So it's as if he's saying, بِلِسَانِ حَالِهِ, with his situation, that I'm offering these acts of worship, because I want your mercy, so I ask you for your mercy by these acts, and I want safety from your punishment, so I ask you for safety from your punishment through these acts. And so that's the meaning of what the Shaykh said, that if you ask the person why he's making dua, or why he's praying, or making another act of ibadah, he would say, because I hope for mercy, and I'm afraid of the punishment of Allah. فَتَكُونُ هَذِهِ الْعِبَادَةُ بِمَعْنَ الدُّعَاء. And then the very essence, or the overall concept of that act of worship, is that it is a dua, meaning a supplication. كَذَلِكَ نَدْعُوهُ دُعَاء مَسْأَلَةً. Also, the statement of نَدْعُوهُ, we used to call upon him, it also includes, we used to make dua, we used to supplicate to him. لَا يَسْأَلُونَ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ, meaning they would supplicate to him alone, and they would not supplicate to anyone else. وَلَا يَلْجَأُونَ إِلَّا إِلَى اللَّهِ, and they would not seek refuge or protection from anyone other than Allah. لِأَنَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُفْتَقِرُونَ إِلَيْهِ, because they knew surely that they were in great need of him. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and that he is the one capable of all things. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْبَرُّ الرَّحِيمُ, verily he is the barr, and we'll talk about the meaning of barr here, and ar-rahim, and that is the one who is vastly merciful. Al-barru bima'na al-wasi'u al-ihsanu wal-rahma. Al-barr means the one who is expansive and very extensive in his goodness that he extends and in the mercy that he gives his servants. Wa min dhalika al-barriya. From that meaning linguistically of barr, is the open spaces of land, المكان الخالي من الأبنية. A big wide open land is called a barr, right? Because it is big and expansive, sorry. فالمعنى أنه جل وعلا واسع الإحسان والعطاء والجود. The meaning of al-barr is that Allah is expansive in His goodness, His good treatment, and His goodness that He gives, and His generosity and kindness. Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. Ay, ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ الْبَالِغَةِ, the one whose mercy is extensive. يرحم بها من يشاء من عباده تبارك وتعالى. That he has mercy on those whom he chooses from amongst his servants, the blessed and the most high. وفي هذه الآيات بيان نعيم أهل الجنة. In these verses we see a clarification or an exposition of the delights that lie in wait for the people of paradise. وفيها أيضا أن الله سبحانه وتعالى لما ذكر عذاب أهل النار ذكر نعيم أهل الجنة. And we see also that when Allah, the glorified and most high, when he mentioned the punishment due to the people of the hellfire, or the punishment that will consume the people of the hellfire, he also mentioned the delights and the joys of the people of paradise. لأن هذا القرآن الكريم مثاني تثنى فيه المعاني. Because this Quran, this noble Quran, has been referred to as مثاني. مثاني means something that mentions things in pairs. It mentions two sides of meanings. إذا ذكر فيه الخير ذكر فيه الشر. So when Allah mentions in the Quran the good things, then he also mentions along with them the bad things. وإذا ذكر فيه نعيم المتقين ذكر فيه جحيم الكافرين. So if he mentions the delights of the people of piety that they will enjoy in the hereafter, then Allah will also mention the hellfire that is for the disbelievers. وَهَكَذَا حَتَّى يَكُونَ قَارِئُ الْقُرْآنِ بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالرَّجَاءِ. Allahu Akbar. That is the case, so that the one who reads the Qur'an could be swinging between hope and fear. إِنْ قَرَأَ آيَاتِ النَّعِيمِ رَجَاءَ. If he heard or read the verses about the joys and delights of paradise, he has hope. وَإِنْ قَرَأَ آيَاتِ الْعَذَابِ خَافِ. And if he read the verses that talk about the punishment, then he's afraid. فَيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى بِهَذَا وَهَذَا. So he worships Allah with this and that, meaning in a comprehensive way. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَنْ يَجَعَلَنَا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّاتِ النَّاجِينَ مِنَ الدَّرَكَاتِ. We ask Allah to make us from those who will be in the gardens, those who will be saved from the depths of the hellfire. إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Verily, he is the one who is all capable of all things. And you're listening to the tafsir of Surah Al-Tur by Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. And you're listening to that right here on Mirath Radio. And we'll be back in a few minutes, insha'Allah ta'ala, after this short break. Bismillah, we're back at Mirath Radio with the tafsir of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. May Allah have mercy on him. His explanation of Surah At-Tur, and we've reached ayat number 29. Let's get back to our reading of this great book and our benefit from it. And we ask Allah Ta'ala for ease and to extend His grace upon us. فَذَكِّرْ, as Allah Ta'ala says, so remind. فَمَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِكَاهِنٍ وَلَا مَجْنُونَ. As you, O Muhammad, you are not, by the blessing of your Lord, you are not a soothsayer, nor are you crazy. The 29th verse. الخطاب للنبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. This is an address to the Prophet. May Allah raise his rank and grant him and his family peace. والمذكر محذوف. There is no mention of who is to be reminded. The order here is remind. And in English, we would expect an object. Who is to be reminded? والتقدير, the intended meaning, is ذكر الناس, remind the people. أو إن شئت فقول, or perhaps you might say, ذكر من أرسلت إليهم من الجن والإنس. Remind those whom you have been sent to of the jinn kind and mankind. فَمَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِكَاهِنٍ وَلَا مَجْنُونَ. As you are not by the blessing of your Lord, you are not a soothsayer, nor are you crazy. Hada nefyun. Nefyun lima da'ahu al-mukathibun. Lil-Rasuli sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a negation or a refutation of the claim made by those who rejected the messenger. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, bi'annahu kahin. They claimed that he was a soothsayer, O majnoon, or a crazy person. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَذَكِّرْ فَمَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ. So remind, as you are not by the blessing of your Lord, أَيْ بِإِنْعَامِ رَبِّكَ عَلَيْكَ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ عَلَيْكَ. Because of the blessing that Allah had sent down upon you, with what He had sent down upon you, مِنَ الْوَحِي, of revelation, لَسْتَ بِكَاهِنْ, you are not a soothsayer. وَلَا مَجْنُونَ, nor are you crazy. وَالْكَاهِنُ هُوَ الَّذِي يُخْبِرُ عَنِ الْغَيْبِيَاتِ فِي الْمُسْتَقْبَلِ. The kahin, the soothsayer, he's the one who tells the future. وَكَانَتَ الْكَهَانَةُ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَةِ مَشْهُورَةً. Soothsaying or fortune-telling was something well-known in Jahiliyyah, in the pre-Islamic period of ignorance. يَكُونُ لِلْإِنسَانِ رَئِيٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَصْحَبُهُ وَيَخْدِمُهُ. A person could have a companion from amongst the jinn who would go along with him, who would serve him. ثُمَّ يَسْعَدُ الْجِنِّيُّ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ يَسْتَمِعُ مَا يُقَالُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. And this jinni, this jinn creature, would go up into the sky and he would listen to what is coming down from the sky. وَيَنْزِلُ بِهِ عَلَى هَذَا الْكَاهِنِ. And he would come down with information about the qadr of Allah that's coming to the kahin, to the soothsayer, his human ally. فَيَكُونُ هَذَا عِلْمُ غَيْبٌ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ هَذَا يُكُونُ هَذَا عِلْمٌ غُيِّبَ عَنْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. This would be knowledge that is something exclusive and kept hidden from the rest of the people of earth. لَكِنَّ الْكَاهِنْ يَزِيدُ عَلَيْهِ أَشْيَاءَ كَثِيرَةً يَتَخَرَّصُهَا. However, the soothsayer would add lots of other things, mix other things in, lying and inventing things. فَإِذَا وَقَعَ مَا سَمِعَهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ صَارَ عَظِيمًا فِي قَوْمِهِ. When some things took place exactly as he had predicted, he would become well known and highly respected and of a very high status amongst his people. لِأَنَّهُ أَخْبَرَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مُسْتَقْبَلٍ فَوَقَعَ. Because he told the future. He said something was going to happen in the future, and it actually happened. فَالنَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And the Nabi, the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace and his family as well. لَمَّا جَاءَ بِالْوَحِي رَدَّهُ الْمُشْرِكُونَ وَكَذَّبُوهُ. When he came with revelation, the polytheists rejected him and disbelieved in him. وَقَالُوا إِنَّمَا جَاءَ بِهِ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنَ الْكَهَانَ. It is just that this man Muhammad has come with another form of fortune telling or predictions based on soothsaying and whatnot. لِأَنَّ الْكُهَانَ يُخْبِرُونَ عَنِ الشَّيْءِ فَيَقَعَ. Because soothsayers and fortune tellers, they would predict something about the future and it would happen. وَلِأَنَّ الْكُهَانَ أَيْضًا يَأْتُونَ بِكَلَامٍ مَسْجُوعٍ يُشْبِهُ الْقُرْآنَ. And that's because the soothsayers and fortune tellers would have these expressions that are rhyming expressions, poetic types of expressions. And the phrase here, يُشْبِهُ الْقُرْآنَ, should not be like that. It should say, attempting to be like the Qur'an, or just having sajda, and the Qur'an as well has a fasila. The Qur'an as well has, we don't want to say poetic, but we say the Qur'an has rhyming verses that rhyme at the end in some occasions. And so from that one angle, the speech of the soothsayers is an attempt to appear like the Qur'an. Well, the Qur'an ayatun mufassala. And the Qur'an, they are ayat that are explained. Ata biha an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have a fasila between them. They have a divine organization. And the Prophet came with them. He came and he brought these verses. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. May Allah raise his rank and grant him and his family peace. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي كَلَامِ حَمَلْ ابْنِ النَّابِغَ. And this is why the Prophet said about the speech of حَمَلْ ابْن النَّابِغَ, the one who said in Jahiliyyah, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ أَغْرَمْ مَنْ لَا شَرِبَ وَلَا أَكَلْ وَلَا نَطَقَ وَلَا اسْتَهَلْ فَمِثْلُ ذَلِكَ يُضَلْ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, how could I submit to someone who doesn't drink and someone who doesn't eat, someone who hasn't spoken, nor was he born? So that is something that is considered to be far away. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, something far away or something unacceptable. So the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, said, إِنَّمَا هُوَ مِنْ إِخْوَانِ الْكُهَّانِ. He is one of the brothers of the soothsayers. And this was a hadith collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. مِنْ أَجْلِ سَجَعِهِ الَّذِي سَجَعْ. Due to the rhyme that he made, that was a poetic type of rhyme. فَهُمْ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم كاهن. They would say that Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him and his family peace, that he was a soothsayer. فَنَفَى اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ. So Allah rejected that and negated it. ثُمَّ قَالُوا. Then they would say, إِنَّهُ مَجْنُونَ يَأْتِي بِمَا لَا يُعْرَفْ. He's crazy, coming with ideas that no one ever heard of. فَكَذَّبَهُمَ اللَّهُ. So Allah had declared them to be liars. فَقَالَ فَمَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِكَاهِنْ وَلَا مَجْنُونَ. And you, O Muhammad, you are not, by the blessing of your Lord, you are not a soothsayer, nor are you crazy. هَذِهِ الْجُمْلَةِ مَنْفِيَّةِ مُؤَكَّدَةِ بِالْبَاءِ. This sentence comes to negate that you are not a kahin. بِكَاهِنْ. Be with a ba there. You are not of a soothsayer. And this b, this ba here, he says, al-ba al-za'ida, i'raban. By way of the structure of the sentence, the ba is not an essential element of the structure of the grammatical in the grammatical sense. Al-mufida ma'anan. However, it has a meaning when we talk about the additional meaning that it gives. Wa asluha, fama anta bi ni'mati rabbika kahinan. وَلَا مَجْنُونَ. So you, without the ba there, you are by the grace of your Lord or by the blessing of your Lord, you are not a kahin, وَلَا مَجْنُون. The point is here, an Arabic language point, so allow yourself some ease if you didn't understand it and if you don't know your Arabic language. The difference between بِكَاهِنٍ وَلَا مَجْنُونٍ and كَاهِنًا وَلَا مَجْنُونًا. لكن زيدت الباء تأكيدا للنفي. The باء comes to have a meaning here. بكاهنين, meaning an additional affirmation or confirmation that you are absolutely not a soothsayer and you're not a liar. ثم قال الله تعالى. Then Allah, the Most High, has said, أم يقولون شاعر. Or are they saying that he's a poet? يعني بل يقولون. يعني بل أيقولون, meaning nay, are they now saying, أم وأم هذه تسمى عند المعربين منقطعة. The أم here with grammarians is known as something that puts a break between this sentence and what was before it, meaning this is not connected to what's before it. This is new information or a new sentence now. يعني بل أيقولون, and it comes with بل as a replacement. يعني لا عاطفة. M could be something that connects it like a wow to what's before this in terms of the context, and the bell or the M could also be a new idea. So here the Sheikh is saying what comes after M, or is it that they're saying that he's a poet, meaning this is a new topic. لأن M تأتي عاطفة وتأتي منقطعة. It could come both ways, this M, another Arabic language point. This M, which means O or could come as a conjunction or an idea that connects you to the previous ideas, or as something that represents a new idea. فَهُنَا مُنْقَطِعَ. So in this case, it represents the beginning of a new discussion. وَتَقْدِيرُ بَلْ أَيَقُولُونَ شَاعِرٌ. Rather, are they now saying that he is a poet? وَالِاسْتِفْهَامُ هُنَا لِلْتَوْبِيخِ وَالْإِنْكَارِ عَلَيْهِمْ. And the question here is a rhetorical question that has, it includes the meaning of disgracing them and rejecting their statements. وَالشَّاعِرُ هُوَ الَّذِي يَأْتِي بِكَلَامٍ مُقَفَّى. A poet is the one who comes with verses that have a rhythm and have a system. وَيَتَضَمَّنُ شَعْرُهُ أَحْيَانًا حِكَمًا. And sometimes that wisdom, or I'm sorry, sometimes that poetry could include wise statements. وَلِهَذَا جَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ. And thus it comes in the hadith, إِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَسِحْرًا. Verily, in some kinds of speech there is magic. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الشِّعْرِ لَحِكْمَةً. And verily, in some kinds of poetry there is a wisdom, or points of wisdom. And that hadith is collected by al-Bukhari as well. Or there are two separate hadith, the second one being collected by al-Bukhari. فَيَقُولُونَ مُحَمَّدٌ شاعر. So they say that Muhammad was a poet. نَتَرَبَّسُ بِهِ. That we will wait for him, meaning for his death. أَيْ نَنْتَظِرُ بِهِ رَيْبَ الْمَنُونَ. The events that will lead to his death. أَيْ حَوَادِثُ الدَّهْرِ وَقَوَارِعُهُ فَيَهْلَكُ كَمَا هَلَكَ الشُّعَرَاءُ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ. We'll wait for the disasters and events to happen that take place so that he will perish like the previous poets of old have perished. وَلَا يَكُونُ لَهُ أَثَرُ. And he shall have no remaining impact. فَانْظُرْ وَالْعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Look, and the refuge is with Allah. كَيْفَ يَتَرَقَّبُونَ مَوْتَ الرَّسُولِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. How they used to wait for the death of the messenger. Upon him be the peace and blessings of Allah. يَقُولُونَ هَذَا شَاعِرٌ مِنْ جِنْسِ الشُّعَرَاءِ. This is a poet like the rest of the poets. يَهْلِكُ وَيَنْتَهِي أَمْرُهُ. He's going to pass away and his affair will be gone. فَقَوْلُهُ رَيْبَ الْمَنُونَ. The phrase رايب المنون قيل إن المنون هو الدهر. It's been said that the word منون means the time itself, the time will pass. وقيل إن المنون هو الموت. It's been said that the منون is death itself. وهما متلازمان. These are two issues that are connected. Meaning, if you wait for the passing of time, that means you're waiting for someone to die. And if you're waiting for his death, it's the same meaning. وَهُمَا مُتَلَازِمَانِ وَالْمُرَادُ بِذَلِكَ حَوَادِثُ الدَّهْرِ وَالْمُهْلِكَ الْمُبِيدَةِ. The meaning of that is to wait for the events that happen in the time as it passes that would destroy someone or cause him to perish. قُلْ فِي جَوَابِهِمْ. Say, O Muhammad, to respond to them. تَرَبَّصُوا. So wait. وَالْأَمْرُ هُنَا لِلْتَهْدِيدِ. So say to them, O Muhammad, go ahead and wait. And the order here is a challenge. وَتَحَدِّي أَيْضًا. It is a challenge and it is a promise of punishment. تَرَبَّسُوا بِهَذَا الشَّاعِرِ رَيْبَ الْمَنُونَ. Go ahead and wait along with this poet. Go ahead and wait for his death. وَانْظُرُوا هَلْ يَمُوتُ وَتَمُوتُ دَعْوَتُهُ. And you'll see, does he die? And does his da'wah, does his call as well, die and go away? أَمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَنْتُمْ تَمُوتُونَ وَتَمُوتُ مُعَارَضَتُكُمْ. Or is it that you shall all die, and that your opposition to him will pass away and go? فَإِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُتَرَبِّصِينَ. For I am verily along with you from those who will wait. يعني فَأَنَا مُنْتَظِرٌ أَيْضًا. Meaning I also shall wait. انتظروا أنتم. انتظروا أنتم. You all go ahead and wait. وَأَنَا أَنْتَظِرُ لِمَنْ تَكُونُ الْعَاقِبَةِ. And I shall wait as well. And we'll see in whose favor is the final affair or the end result. وَصَارَتَ الْعَاقِبَةُ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ لِلرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And the end result was in favor of the messenger. May Allah raise his rank and grant him and his family peace. And the praises due to Allah. أَمْ تَأْمُرُهُمْ. Or, is something ordering them? أَمْ هُنَا نَقُولْ إِنَّهَا مُنْقَطِعْ. Again, أَمْ here means new subject coming, new discussion. وَأَمْ الْمُنْقَطِعْ تُقَدَّرْ بِبَلْ. When you have an M here, you consider it to be like a bell. Rather, another subject, وَتَقْدِيرُ بَلْ أَتَأْمُرُهُمْ. Or, rather, is it that something is ordering them to do something? وَهَذَا انْتِقَالٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِ إِلَى الثَّانِي. And this is moving on from this subject to the next one. أَمْ تَأْمُرُهُمْ أَحْلَامُهُمْ بِهَذَا. Is it that their wishes order them to do this? Is it that their wishes order them to say these things? Their minds and their wishes order them with this? فيقولون, they're saying, إنه مجنون, إنه كاهن, إنه شاعر. هل عقولهم تأمرهم بهذا? That he's crazy, he's a soothsayer, he's a poet. Did their minds really order them to behave this way? الجواب أم تأمرهم أحلامهم بهذا؟ أي بل لا تأمرهم عقولهم بهذا. The meaning is no. In fact, their minds have not ordered them to do such a thing. وكثير منهم يعلم أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله حق. And many of them knew that Muhammad was the messenger of Allah in truth. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. لكن غلبتهم الكبرياء والعياذ بالله. However, they were overtaken by arrogance, and the refuge with Allah is sought. فأنكروا وكذبوا. And so they rejected his message and they disbelieved in him. ولهذا قال أم هم قوم طاغون. Or are they a transgressive and oppressive people? أي بل هم قوم طاغون. Again, the same M can be understood as a bell. Rather, the reality is that they are a people who are transgressive. معتدون ظالمون. Transgressive and oppressive. وأصل الطغيان. The very foundation of the word طغيان in the language, or the basis of the word طغيان from طغى, is مجاوزة الحد. Going beyond the limits that have been set. كما في قوله تعالى, as this linguistic meaning comes in the statement of Allah the Most High, إِنَّا لَمَّا طَغَى الْمَاءُ حَمَلْنَاكُمْ فِي الْجَارِيَةِ. When the water became aggressively, or when the water transgressed, meaning when the flood happened that Allah Ta'ala ordered, أي ازْدَادَ وَارْتَفَعَ عَنْ عَادَتِهِ. When the water rose up and went way beyond the normal limit that it observes. حَمَلْنَاكُمْ فِي الْجَارِيَةِ. We carried you upon the ship. بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ. Rather, they are a people who are transgressive. They are transgressive, oppressive, and harmful to others. And that is the end of our study of the verses leading up to verse number 32, or leading up to verse number 33. We have included in our study so far, by the grace of Allah, a study of the first through the 32nd verses in our first three sessions of Tafsir of Surah Al-Tur, right here on Mirath Radio. We hope that Allah Ta'ala accepts it from us, and that Allah Ta'ala grants me and all of you understanding in His religion, true insight and knowledge of the Qur'an and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way of the companions in truth, and that he grants me and all of you success in implementing that, قَوْلًا وَعَمَلًا, in speech and in action, وَنِيَّاتٍ, in our inner intentions, صِدْقًا وَإِخْلَاصًا, in sincerity and truthfulness, وَأَنْ يُجَنِّبَنَا جَمِيعًا النِّفَاقَ, and that he grants me and all of you distance and protection from hypocrisy, all forms of hypocrisy, big and small. And may Allah Ta'ala accept from us our deeds this Ramadan. And may He grant us the ability and the iman to finish this month of Ramadan in a way most pleasing to Him. Hada, and this is what we have for this evening. Allah Ta'ala knows best. Wa sallallahumma wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Until next week, when we continue with our fourth out of five sessions in Tafsir of Surah At-Tur. I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.